Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And we want to welcome you to another episode of Cowboy Church.
Today, we're going to be talking about some things that will make your life better, and it's always better if Jesus is involved. So stay involved with us at this program. We're going to have, this is a brand new episode. We have a brand new.
New and improved.
Always.
Always.
Every single week this year.
So stay tuned and welcome to Cowboy Church.
There's no sorrow, sin, or sickness, pain, and woe. 'Twill be joy and peace forever in that homeland of the soul. I'll lay my burdens down when I reach that city someday.
You know, in my life, I've had to be someone's granddaughter, someone's daughter, and now someone's sister, and now someone's wife. I'm becoming to be his.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. in my life that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. It's not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours.
Some of you know this song, and you can sing along with me if you'd like to. We sing it a lot in church nowadays.
But because of what you've done, it's not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor.
If you have your Bibles or your phones, you can get to them quickly, or if you just want to read off the board, it'll be fine. Romans 16, second half of the 19th verse and the first half of the 20th verse. I was reading through that this week, and it just hit me just a little thing, and I thought, how am I going to preach on that? Because, by the time you finish saying it, it's already said, and it's already pretty good, but I just, you know how preachers are. If you can say it in one sentence, we can describe it in 30 minutes. It's just a talent. It's something that we can do. But Romans 16, 19 through 20 says this, "But I desire to have you wise in that which is good." This is Paul saying goodbye to everybody. He's near the end of his journey. He's been in Rome. And he says this, "I desire to have you wise in that which is good." I mean, that's enough, isn't it? Desire to have you wise in that which is good. You know, I hope and pray that when we leave here today, you have inspiration to gain wisdom and good stuff. And there's some good things that happen because of it, but innocent in that which is evil. And I believe this is a promise to the people who make this commitment. It says, "And the God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet." Now, I know there's two factors about that. Number one is when Satan goes after you and you've prioritized your life of gaining wisdom in that which is good and being innocent with that which is evil, that God has a way of helping you, and he will crush the enemy under your feet. And the Bible has a great thing. It says the head of Satan will actually bruise the heel of Jesus. So if we're putting on the whole armor of Christ, we get to participate in the crushing of the devil's head. And whatever armor it is, we get to help crush with him. But in places where we're just not good enough, it says the Bible says that he'll go ahead and just take care of that for us. Isn't that sweet? And then it says the grace of our Lord Yeshua, or Jesus, the Messiah, will be with you. The grace of the Lord. And it says peace in other versions. The peace of God will be with you. And that's just a great verse. It's just a challenge. And this week I was having to deal with so much of what we would consider the end of life thinking. And so because of that, I thought, well, what a great challenge to leave us with. And I'm going to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for our people that are in the congregation today. I pray for those who are listening on our podcast, and God, for those who are listening and on the broadcast of the TV station from RFD and the different affiliates. God, I pray that you would send a rich anointing on this message today. Lord, help us to say words that'll be relevant. Help us to say words that would be words of grace and words of peace. God, help us not to back away from the words that would challenge us to live the way you want us to live. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to flow past those first few things till we get to the question. This is just observations that I already took care of while we were listening to it. But I want to go right to the first question, which says, is it necessary to know the schemes of the enemy? Is it necessary to know the schemes of the enemy? And of course, the answer is, yeah, it's always better to know the enemy's schemes. And the Bible says there are several things about the enemy that we need to be aware of. And I just, this is the Word of God. And I just want to go through a couple of them with you for a second. The devil is the accuser. How many of you ever been accused of anything? How many of you ever been accused of something that wasn't really right? How many have been accused of something that was right? How much different does that feel? I mean, it doesn't feel that much different, because the thing is, the devil is the one that accuses you, and he accuses you for one reason. He accuses you so he can keep you from being who God wants you to be. You can never measure up. You know what you do when nobody else saw you. And the thing about it is, so much of that is true, but that doesn't necessarily make you a hypocrite. It just means that he accuses. And my brother was away on a trip when Mom went into hospice. He calls me, says, I don't know how I can get home. And I said, Randy, you just do the best you can. He said, I don't know how I'm going to get home. And I said, do the best you can. Because nobody's going to accuse you here. That's the devil's job, and we won't allow that to happen here. He gets home 1 hour after Mom passed away. You know what that does to people? If I'd have made different plans, if I hadn't, can you hear the accusations begin to go, well, he didn't hear that from us. He didn't hear that from us. And finally he says, you know, I don't think Mom would have been saying this stuff. So why should I let that bother me? I got home as quickly as I could. And here's the beauty of it. He almost missed the beauty of the moment. The last time that Mom spoke happened to be the time he called and FaceTimed. And he got to FaceTime Mom on the last sentences that Mom spoke to us. You know, you can listen to the accusations, or you can take the beauty that's in the process, and whichever one. But the devil's going to try to make sure that you hear the accusations and you miss the good things that God wants to work through you. And guys, you cannot listen to accusations. Let me just go through this. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. You know that. He comes to make you offended. For people who live in a constant state of offense, the reason that happens, just so you know, I'm not trying to offend you, I'm trying to help you give you victory. But the reason people live in a constant state of offense is because they're listening to the wrong voice. They're listening to the wrong voice. Most of the time, when we get offended, it's not because somebody meant to offend us. It's because we heard the wrong voice and we took offense over something that was never intended to be offensive. And then there's unforgiveness, comes from the devil himself. There's hate and separation, comes from the devil himself. He's a liar. He's the head of all lies. Every lie that was ever told, even when you lie to your kids to try to make them feel better, is a lie from the devil, and it's a start of something that will never bring production. The truth will set you free. I was so proud of my son Levi when the grandkids, we went out, you know, we had that reception in lieu of a graveside service, so we went out there just to be a part of when they were letting her in the ground, and Levi brought my grandkids there. So they were full of questions. He didn't lie to them. Grammy has passed away, and she's gone to heaven. And they said, what are they doing? They said, well, they're going to bury her body. But she's not in her body anymore. She's gone to be with Jesus. She's in heaven. Oh, okay. And they lowered her in the ground, and they had to watch. Stood up on the edge and watched her lower her in the ground. They took flowers from the spray, and they said, you can put flowers on her to let her know how much you love her. So they dropped the flowers, and the first one dropped said, I miss the casket. Can you see how the accuser wants to destroy their little lives even at that moment? I miss the casket. So, well, that's okay. We have another flower. Okay. But he didn't lie to them and tell some farce story. He let them go through the process, and I'm telling you, by the time they got home, the process had been complete, and those kids are way ahead of what we were. Don't be lying to your kids about anything. Now, you don't have to tell them everything. There's still discretion. But never, never, never start the process of lying to your kids. They have to deal with reality, and when they deal with reality the way that God wants them to deal with reality, they have a better perspective on life. They're better able to deal with difficult times and good times. And it's amazing what they can handle when you don't lie to them. You start lying to them, you're going to have to lie to them the rest of your life, because that's the trap that the devil puts in our life. Just so you know. Is it necessary to know the schemes of the enemy? Yeah. He wants to start the process of everything messed up, so it can trap you and steal and kill and destroy the blessings that God has for your life. How many of you are going to fail? Yeah. Yeah. And you can do this too. Because everybody on both sides, everybody's going to fail. You're all going to have opportunities. You're all going to have opportunities to overcome the enemy's accusations. He's going to tell you how bad a person you are because you failed along the way. Don't listen to him. The reason Jesus died on the cross was for our sins, to take our sins away so that we could have access to the Father, so we could have eternity with God. And don't ever let the devil accuse you, no matter how bad you fail. Get back up, get in line with God, and let God do the work in you, because everybody fails. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It doesn't mean that you're no longer qualified. We weren't qualified to start with. We live this by the grace of God, and the accusations of the devil can never, should never be the thing that keeps you from God. Never. And I like that. See, I think you need to know the schemes of the devil, but you should never, never make them the priority. Let's look at the next. What's our priority target? It says wisdom in that which is good. What? what is good? What? Let's just come up with a few things that are good. I'm going to tell you a couple things that are good. Number one, salvation is wonderful. The Word of God is better than good. Loving each other, that's a good thing. The Bible says how wonderful, how good it is when people dwell together in unity. Man, that's good. We should have wisdom in the things that are good. What kind of things are good? Get along. There's going to be plenty of opportunities to not get along. Our wisdom needs to come from God on blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemakers are the ones that make make peace. I did a message a few years ago about peacemakers. I preached about police officers and men who live to uphold and enforce the law. And their weapon is called a peacemaker. You know, we have a lot of ideas about guns nowadays that are opinions. But we need to realize something. We need to realize something. That sometimes when you're a peacemaker, you have to make a stand. Because to make peace, sometimes you have to be stronger than the one who's causing bedlam. And peacemakers are not the milquetoast men of the world. Peacemakers are the ones who know how to make a stand and make a stand for God and make a stand correctly and do it with a right heart, diplomatically, kindly, firmly, and do it right. Our world is a little lacking right now in that kind of good. Our world needs wisdom in enforcing peace. And godly peace is the thing we're looking for. And in order for godly peace to happen, people need to understand how God can help this thing. Guys, it's going to take a miracle of God for us to reverse the trends and divisions that we have in this United States right now. And the only way we're going to get there is that the God of peace, come in, and for us to understand that he knows how to take care of this because he can give us wisdom if we will allow his wisdom to come in and take wise steps towards things that are good. What would it be for the guy to walk in the world right now and have so much of godly wisdom that he comes in and makes a statement that, hey, this is how it's going to go? Now, first of all, not everybody's going to accept it. You know that. Because people are not connected with God. So if a person comes in and just says that, it's not going to work. Thank you for being with us at Cowboy Church. We pray that God will bless you this week and that your walk with God will be richer because of the time you spent with us. We're always glad to hear from you. You'll see on the screen a number you can give us a call or you can write in, or our webpage is there. Communicate with us. We'd like to know what's going on with you. We'd like a chance to pray with you. God bless you. Thanks for watching Cowboy Church.